Good goddamn to us. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what. Because the Lord is good, and his mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and its truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast. I give respect and honor to my covering, Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield, Michigan. And I also give honor and respect to the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank Apostle Charles and Pastor Patty Ellis for allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. Amen. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought daily on Spreaker, Breaker, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in the Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll get right into our study. Give you a chance to get your Bibles. Amen? I trust everyone has their Bibles and study aids and study guides and concordances and things. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for today. We honor you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in and on the earth as it is always done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Holy Spirit, we thank you for today's broadcast. We thank you for moving as you can. We ask that you hide all behind the cross so that it is only you and none of us. Lord, speak through my vocal cords. Think through my mind, my thoughts, and give whatever you want me to say, Holy Ghost, unto the people on today. This we ask in Jesus' name, we pray. God bless you. Amen. The Holy Spirit wanted me to deal with our heart, and how the Lord knows our heart. And if I were to put a title to this message, it would be, Lord, show me my heart and let it be your heart. Now, I have a food for thought question for everyone. What are intentions? What are intentions, and where are they found? Well, they're found in the heart. The Lord judges the heart. The definition of intention is determination to act in a specified way. Anything intended or a purpose. Let's go over to John chapter 5, and let's look at verses 19 through 23. And Jesus is talking here. And I'm going to be reading from the Amplified. You all can follow along with me in your translations as you always do. And I trust that you have your notes and pens and paper. You can take notes as we study. Amen. And we're going to read John chapter 5, beginning at verse 19 in the Amplified. And we're going to read to verse 23. It says, So Jesus answered them by saying, I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, the Son is able to do nothing of himself, of his own accord, but he is able to do only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does is what the Son does in the same way in his turn. Verse 20, the Father dearly loves the Son and discloses or shows him everything that he himself does. And he will disclose to him and let him see greater things yet than these, so that you may marvel and be full of wonder and astonishment. Verse 21, just as the Father raises up the dead and gives them life and makes them live on, even so the Son also gives life to whomever he wills and is so pleased to give it. Even the Father judges no one, for he has given all judgment, the last judgment and the whole business of judging, entirely into the hands of the Son, so that all men may give honor, reverence, homage to the Son, who is Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, just as they give honor to the Father. In fact, whoever does not honor Jesus the Christ, the Son, does not honor the Father who has sent him. Now, in the Hebrew or the Hebrew Greek Study Bible, there is a lexical aid after that word judgment. And the word judgment in the Greek is the word krisis, K-R-I-S-I-S. And it is judgment given, or sentence pronounced. Of course, the scripture says that the government is on Christ's shoulder. So he is the righteous judge. Amen. And God tries the reins of our hearts. He tries the reins of our hearts. Let's go over to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10. It says, I, the Lord, in the Amplified, it says, I, the Lord, search the mind. I try the heart, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doing. This is why introspection is so important, taking the time to examine ourselves and our intentions so that we do not grieve the Holy Spirit and we remain pleasing to God at all times. We must allow the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter, our helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, to shine his light on us and show us ourselves, not for condemnation, but to help us improve and walk out in this life physically the perfection of our spirit. Because the work is done from the inside out. First, we are changed inside, and then what has taken place on the inside manifests itself on the outside. Now let's go over to Proverbs. I want to go over to Proverbs chapter 21, verse 2. The Holy Spirit wants me to go over there. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 2. And in the Amplified, it reads, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs and tries the heart. He weighs and tries the heart. Now, that word heart in that particular this particular passage of scripture has a Hebrew lexical aid after it of 3826, and that is the word libah, L-I-B-B-A-H, and it means, or it is the seat of the emotions and or the will of a person. So we can read in Proverbs chapter 21, verse 2, every man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs and tries the seat of our emotions and or our will all the time. Because mankind was and is made in the image and likeness of God, we have the ability to act in and of ourselves apart from God. Thus thinking, this is what I want to do, so this is right. But when we do that, we are putting ourselves and our wants first without considering whether or not it is what God wants first. And God wants us to consider him first and foremost always in everything that we do, no matter what it is. We must consider God first. Lord, show me my heart so that my heart is your heart, so that pleased always with me, and help me daily in my daily walk to please you, because it should be our desire with everything that is within us to want to please our Lord and Savior. And when we put our wants first without considering whether or not it's what God wants, we do that because we see what we see, what we want. That's being focused on the flesh or carnally. Because we see what we see, or being human focused, we must ask Holy Spirit to open our eyes so that we see what God sees, especially when dealing with others. This is why we should always be ready to repent. Always. That heart is a heart that is truly sensitive to God and his Spirit. Not that we are sin conscious, because Jesus gave his life to wash our sin away. It is not that we are sin conscious that we do this, but it is for the walking out of our salvation in living as we live on this planet in this life. And we have to see what God sees and how he sees. And the Holy Spirit opens our eyes so that we can see how God sees. Because Jesus mimics the Father. He does whatever he sees the Father do. And we as his disciples are to do whatever Jesus did. We must be quick to forgive. Our Lord is always pondering the intentions of our heart. I always say this prayer, because it always puts me in check whenever I am doing anything for anyone or in everything that I do. And I'm telling you, let me be the first one to say, Scripture says we all have sinned and come short. And I'm walking out my soul's salvation just like you all are. We are all in this together as the body of Christ. If you have accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, we are all working out our own soul salvation in fear and trembling. And Psalms chapter 19, verse 14 says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my firm, impenetrable rock and my Redeemer." Our purpose and our aim should always be to please him. The fear of the Lord, as we discussed in our last broadcast, and if you haven't heard that, I encourage you to find it on the Vision One broadcast of HNLC Studios, where we were talking about the fear of the Lord and how when you have the fear and the reverence and respect and worshipful honoring of Him, you always want to please Him. You always want to do what pleases Him in His sight, because He is always judging. 1 Samuel 16:7. And a lot of you are probably already familiar with this scripture. This is the passage of scripture where David was going to be chosen as king by Samuel, by God using Samuel to do that. And the Lord said to Samuel in 1 Samuel 16:7, it says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, look not on his appearance or at the height of his stature, for I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. For man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." So let us ask ourselves, Lord, what is in my heart? Show me, Holy Ghost, the things that I must correct, get rid of, the things that I must repent of, the things that I don't want to ignore, especially if they are displeasing to you, O God. Help me to walk it out the way you want me to walk out my salvation in my daily living, to see the things that are not pleasing to you. And that's a good way to gauge ourselves. Ask ourselves this question: is what I'm thinking of pleasing to God? Is what I'm contemplating doing pleasing to God, and will it glorify Him? Is what I'm looking at on television or what I'm reading in print or what I'm speaking or what I'm thinking or what I'm meditating on, is this something that is pleasing to you, Lord? And will it glorify you? And in the end, when I stand before you, will you say to me, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been in the little things. I will make you ruler over much. Enter ye into the joy of the Lord." The word of God is quick and it is powerful. As it says in Hebrews 4:12, in the Amplified it says, "For the word of God that speaks, for the word that God alive, it is alive and living, and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life or the soul, and the immortal joints and marrow of the deepest part of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart." When we think things like, "Oh, I'm not good enough," That's not how God sees you. That's not how God sees others. That's not glorifying Him. When we have thoughts of depression or thoughts of inadequacy or backbiting or we're complaining or we're talking about people or in a negative way that is not edifying. We're not speaking things out of our mouth that is not, that is edifying, that is building up and not tearing down. The word of God, it says here in Hebrews 12, verse 4. It says the word of God exposes and sifts, analyzes, and judges the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. That's why Paul said over in Romans chapter 12, he said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. In the Amplified, it says, I appeal to you, for brethren, and beg of you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your body, presenting all your members and faculties, that's our body, our soul, our mind, our spirit, our mouth, our tongue, everything, as a living sacrifice, holy. God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Holy means, what does it mean to be holy? To present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Give God the first fruits. Your tithe. You, yourself, give Him you. A living sacrifice, holy, which is devoted and consecrated and well-pleasing to God. And it says here, it says that is our reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. Our reasonable service. And then it goes on to say in verse 2 in Romans chapter 12, it says, do not be conformed to this world or this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed or changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude. How do we do that? By seeking the face of God, by getting into His Word, by cultivating a relationship with Him, talking to Him, spending time with Him, letting Him speak to us, letting Him guide and lead us, letting Him show us ourselves and how we can glorify Him and how we are supposed to glorify Him in all that we do, so that all know that we are His disciples. In our speech, in our actions, and especially in the intentions of our heart. Because the intentions of the heart cannot be seen from an outside standpoint. A man or a woman, a human being, cannot see the intentions of another human being. God sees that. It says, be ye transformed or changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and new attitude, so that you may prove for yourself what is the good and accept will of God. Even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. God judges the heart. And this is why we must repent from wickedness or iniquities. Because wickedness and iniquities are things that are hidden in us that people cannot see from the outside looking at us. Those are the things that God sees, the intentions of our heart. I am reminded what my grandmother, she's passed on, God bless her, she's passed on, but my grandmother always said, do right, be right, and make sure your heart is right. God wants us to do some introspection, to do some self-examination. Scripture says, let a man examine himself. If there's forgiveness that we need to give, we need to give it. We need to ask for it. And we need to give it in return. A repentant heart is a sensitive heart toward our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the Holy Ghost, who is our comforter, our helper, our intercessor, our advocate, stand by, shows us what we must see in ourselves, not to bring condemnation, but to bring improvement, to bring progress, to bring about things of God as we walk on this planet in our daily goings about. He shows us these things. And then when we engage with one another, because we are supposed to creating and making disciples of Christ. Jesus made disciples. We too are to be disciple makers. And that comes by spending time and having patience and walking in the fruit of the Spirit and having long suffering someone with our fellow man, with our neighbor, with our brother, with people we interact with. And in 2 Timothy, it says here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we'll close with this, verses 24 through 26, It says, the servant of the Lord must not be quarrelsome, fighting and contending. Instead, he must be kindly to everyone and mild-tempered, preserving the bond of peace. He must be a skilled and suitable teacher, patient and forbearing, and willing to suffer wrong. He must correct his opponent to see, and gentleness in the hope that God may grant that they will repent and come to know the truth, that they will perceive and recognize and become accurately acquainted with and acknowledge it, that they may come to their senses and escape out of the snare of the devil, having been held captive by him, henceforth to do God's will. Every scripture, as it also says in Timothy, is good for reproof, rebuke, exhortation, teaching. Why? For the perfecting of the saints. And we are all in this together. We are striving, especially in our hearts. That is the first and foremost place that we should always be focused on. As I said before, if I were to give a title to this message, it would be, Lord, show me my heart and let my heart be your heart. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face, his beautiful face, to shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and give you his peace always. Amen. God bless you all and thank you for joining us for today's broadcast. This is the Little One, and I spark food for thought. God bless you.